what you harvest. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. Joe Lindowsey specializes in turkey deep frying equipment and smoking wild game. She practices what she preaches.
Do you hunt yourself?
Yeah, I'm a bow hunter and I hunt elk and deer. I've shot 3 elk with my bow, 2 with my rifle. I've shot 11 bears, but those were all with rifle. And I usually get my deer every year with my bow.
When you say deer, you're talking about muley?
Muley.
You don't eat muley, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah. You don't eat mule deer?
I have not. I've eaten every other kind of venison, but I've heard that muley was not all that good. Do you have a recipe?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, talk to me about that.
Not good. Yeah, I would rather eat a mule deer than a blacktail. They just have a different taste. As long as you take care of them, as soon as you shoot them, get the hide off and get it hanging and cooling. Somebody must not be taking care of their animal very good. Told me the same thing about an antelope. Last year I got an antelope. My first antelope, I'd never even been antelope hunting. And it was a nice one. And we got the hide off right away and got it in the cooler. And they told me I'm not going to like it. It's going to be raunchy. Oh, that meat was better than any elk or deer meat I've ever eaten. I think it's all in how you take care of it. And a mule deer, especially, you got to get that hide off. You can't haul it around the back of your truck all day while you try to get another deer. And I think that's a mistake a lot of people make.
I heard identical advice from old friend and whitetail hunter Wayne Pearson. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.